You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. We are at Latitude Festival, and I'm here with Ruth Lyon, who's just come off stage at the BBC Introducing Stage. How was that for you, Ruth?
It was absolutely amazing. I've been looking forward to it for so long, and it went even better than I thought it was going to go. So I'm so happy.
So you set a brand new band. Anyone getting sacked today, or did they do all right? Yeah.
No, they did the homework. They did all right. Yeah. No, it's the first time we've ever played together, so it's a big deal.
Quite an interesting challenge to set the band, then, to come to somewhere like Latitude and play in front of, I said, see quite a few hundred people there. And I mean, it sounded great from out front, and I think the response that the audience gave you tells you what you need to know.
Yeah, well, yeah, I did fling them in at the deep end for sure, but I wanted to get the EP written, and then I'd think about players later on in the year, and put some shows together. So I hadn't really thought about who I was going to play with. And then BBC Introducing got in touch, and, you know, you can't say no to that. Like, of course I want to play Latitude. So I said yes, and then figured it out on the fly, really. So we had two rehearsals, and then just smashed out as best we could. But it seems to have gone really well, so I'm really happy.
Two rehearsals, that's fairly amazing then, because that sounded incredibly polished. I mean, you mentioned the EP. Can we just first touch on the single that you've just released, the week just gone, Fast Food? What can you tell us about that?
Fast Food is a snapshot into my mind, my tiny mind melting over the last year, and having too much time on my hands, and just being able to do exactly what I want to do, which involves, apparently, eating a lot of fast food and drinking pink fizz. So that's what makes me happy.
That's not a bad way to live life, no. And how has been? I mean, everybody has got a different story to tell around the pandemic. I've spoken to many artists that said they've really struggled. Others have found creativity in what's been going on. I mean, how's it been for you with that?
I've actually had quite a positive time in lockdown. I'm disabled, so I spend a lot of time not being able to do things, and having to cancel things and spend time indoors, spend time in bed, in hospital, things like that. So I think as a chronically ill person, I was really well prepared for it, because that's the kind of things that most non-disabled people were really struggling with. So I found that I kind of had a superpower to be able to deal with it, because I've already, like, kind of, well, not for this length of time, but I have felt this kind of disappointment and this kind of thing from being ill. But yeah, it has been a strain on mental health for everybody, and I think, but it's been nice to see people watching out for each other, checking in with each other, and that's been really nice to see in my community in it anyway.
And your song Sink or Swim touches on mental health. I mean, do you think that attitudes towards mental health and actually talking about the issues are improving?
Absolutely, and I think this year has taught everybody that nobody's invincible, and we all have to pull together if everybody's going to get through stuff. And people that have never ever thought about mental health before are suddenly finding themselves feeling really lost, feeling really desperate, and I think it's really good for us to see that and start talking about it. So it's forced people that might not have ever thought about it before to really start looking out for each other. And I think if we can take a positive from it, that's something that I would take from it. And Sink or Swim is about having a panic attack, so it's about an experience, and I found it really therapeutic to write that down, that experience, and I think for other people, everybody's found like other coping mechanisms. For me, it's writing music. For other people, they found gardening or painting walls and stuff like that. So I think everybody's a lot more aware of mental health right now.
Yeah, I think it can only be a good thing. Tell us about the EP then. You said being released in October. What more can you tell us about it?
Well, it's there's lots of different songs on there. I kind of, a bit like Fast Food, I sort of let myself do whatever I wanted to do. So they're all quite different sounding tunes, recorded in my spare bedroom, when me and my husband Conrad turned it into a little recording studio. So it's all remotely produced by producers, and then we've engineered it ourselves. And there's lots of different songs on there. Some are quite reflective and emotional. There's one called Paper Aeroplane that I just played that's quite nostalgic. It's about going back to childhood. And then there's other ones that are about painkillers, and all different types of songs, and just things that I was thinking about and feeling over the past year, because I think we've had so much time on our hands to really delve into our own thoughts that I put all that together in an EP, really. So we've got a couple more singles to come out. And in the next music video, I'm going to be wearing this bright yellow jumpsuit that I'm wearing right now. So look out for that. And yeah, I'm really excited. They're all different, so I hope it's an exciting EP because I've loved making it. It's fun. It sounds fun. So yeah.
I look forward to hearing it, and we'll definitely be picking up. We played Sink or Swim on the show last week. We'll definitely look to pick up some of the other tracks that you're releasing of that, because we're really enjoying what I'm hearing from you. So you mentioned BBC Introducing getting in touch and asking you to come and play this. I mean, how important is BBC Introducing to help the new artists get out there and get their voice heard?
I think BBC Introducing is absolutely amazing. I think so many artists would not have got anywhere without their support and their help and what they do for our industry. My local Introducing, I've been so supportive. Every single that I've released so far, they've got behind. And at the beginning of the year, they asked, they said they wanted to put me out as one of their 10 hot tips for the region, which is absolutely amazing considering I've only released 2 singles. So stuff like that, it's what more than just, you know, the opportunities. It's that confidence boost, you know, when you get those emails and you get those comments and you get played on the radio and you hear what the presenters say about your work, it just gives you so much confidence and belief in yourself that you're on the right track, and it forces you to kind of keep going. It gives you that momentum. So I think that we couldn't do it without BBC Introducing, basically. And I'm not just saying that because I'm sat in front of a BBC Introducing sign just come off the stage. I really, really do value everything that they've given us, and yeah, just so humbled by it all, really.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a massive fan, and I don't work for the BBC, so yeah, I work for a different radio station, but what they do is amazing. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you about is Attitude is Everything, which you're an artist ambassador for. I mean, can you explain about the work that sort of yourself and they do, and where we are with the music industry at the moment with the accessibility and the reaction, not reaction, where we are with it, basically?
So Attitude is Everything, yes, I am an artist ambassador for them, and I have been for the last few years. They are a charity that campaign on behalf of deaf and disabled artists and audience members, and they do loads and loads of great work within the music industry, campaigning for better access inside venues, but also attitudes as well. That's why it's called Attitudes Everything. So it's the attitudes of non-disabled people that disable us, basically, not our disabilities. So that's the way that we see disability. It's not our illnesses or our disabilities that disable us, it's society in general. So it's trying to change those attitudes and open people's eyes into how they can be more inclusive. I think I've been playing music for a while now in different projects, and I have definitely seen a shift to be more inclusive and accessible. Now when I ask for stuff, it happens, whereas in the past, like, you know, you'd ask for a ramp and you'd be like, oh well, I'll see what I can do, you know, and now it just seems to be, yeah, of course, we'll get on it. You know, for instance, today I sent my access rider over a week or so ago, and they said, yeah, we'll build you a ramp. So last time we did Latitude here, they did Latitude here, there wasn't a ramp, and this time there is, and they've put that there for me. So, you know, they didn't make a big hoo-ha about it. I only found out about that today, so that's really special for me to know that those things are being put in place and I'm being listened to, and there's nobody is challenging that or moaning about that. It's just, yeah, of course, if that's what you need to perform, let's do it. And that's just really, really, really empowering for me.
So that's good from the venues. I mean, what more to the actual punters that are going, as you say, where the education needs to be there a lot more, I would assume.
Yeah, I think it's about just opening your eyes to what people, following different disabled people online, you know, challenging yourself to really dig in to find those people that can educate you as well, like educating yourself, like thinking about what it's like for people that live with these illnesses, because like 9 times out of 10 we don't complain and we just get on with our lives, and I think it's about, yeah, just opening your eyes and really, really thinking about other people's perspectives and how you can be a good ally, because allyship is the only way that society ever improves. It's everybody working together to make everybody included. So yeah, I think it's just about more exposure for disabled artists, and the more exposure we have, the more people will be thinking about us. So it's as simple as that.
Brilliant. I'll put links to the to that, everything on the when we put the interview up online, I'll put the links so people can find out more.
Brilliant.
That are listening. we've talked about the EP. You've mentioned you've got more live shows planned. I mean, what does the rest of the year look like for you?
Well, the rest of the year, I'm not really sure because I hadn't really planned that much stuff. I was just like, put this EP out and then we'll see. But I have got a few shows. I'm supporting a wonderful artist, and she's one of my best friends, called Martha Hill. She's doing phenomenally well at the moment. Another BBC introducing artist, well, she's a bit past that now, but she's been supported by them as well. So I'm supporting her for a few dates in October, I think. I can't actually quite remember the dates, but I'm doing that, which is really exciting because I'd love to tour with her. And releasing this music, trying to do as many shows as I can, you know, make sure that I'm available to do anything, and just go from there, really. Just see what happens.
Brilliant, Ruth. Thank you very much for your time. That was really good.
Thank you very much.